Eye on the Arctic. Views from the North, I'm Elish Quinn. Well, Canada's national Inuit organization, Inuit Taparit Kanatsami, recently elected a new president to a three-year term. Now, Nathan Obiad, originally from Nunatsiavut, now that's the Inuit self-governing region in Canada's Atlantic Canadian province of Newfoundland and Labrador, was elected with 54% of the vote. But during the process, Obiad was grilled about the amount of time he'd spent living in southern Canada and his lack of Inuit language skills. And there were suggestions this could make him somehow less fit to represent Canada's Inuit as ITK leader. Now, this prompted a number of discussions among Inuit both in the north and the south of Canada. But one resident of Nunavut thought of a different way to discuss this, through humor. Now, Franca Buscemi works as a general manager in Iqaluit, that's the capital of Canada's eastern Arctic territory of Nunavut, and he's also an amateur comedian. And he started a quiz, How Inuk Are You?, and he's joining us today to tell us why. Franca Buscemi, hello.
Hi.
Now, first of all, we should mention that Nathan Obiad is actually a friend of yours, but tell us a little bit about what you noticed during his running for ITK president and why the quiz was a response to some of the discussions that went on around that.
The question of him not being able to speak Inuktitut fluently and not being able to communicate to some Inuit who would prefer to speak Inuktitut or can only speak Inuktitut had come up, and it was being thought of as something that was quite negative, but it's actually a very good conversation, because there is a question of identity at play, and it's such a personal thing for people that many people that normally don't get involved in politics or Inuit politics. I saw many posts from people that would otherwise not really pay attention to what's happening at that level.
And, you know, we should mention this is that when Nathan Obiad was running for ITK leader, this discussion about identity and who's really Inuit, it's a discussion that goes on quite a bit between people that live in the south or people in the north. And you decided that the response to this, or the way you wanted to sort of keep the discussion going, was through establishing this quiz. Tell us a little bit about it and why you wanted to use that to sort of keep the discussion going.
Some of it is, some of it would be touching on the serious side of identity. But also there's some things that can be a bit ridiculous around identity. So through the quiz, we're trying to play off both sides and bring a bit of the humorous side to it, and just to kind of help the discussion not become such a negative thing. Because it is a very good discussion and it needs to happen, but it doesn't have to be pointing fingers of who's Inuk and who's not.
And give us a couple of examples, you know, from the quiz and some of the sort of the stereotypes that you were looking at and sort of the humorous side of it. Give us one or two examples of the kind of things that you came up with.
One of the first questions, I think it was the first one, was around language, if you can speak Inuktitut fluently. And some people may disagree, but for me, if you're like really, really Inuk, your answer wouldn't be verbal. It would be just raising your eyebrows. So that was one. And then, of course, there was that traditional yes, not even, which is local, very local slang for no. And then that more joking side was that only when I'm drunk.
And it's interesting, as you mentioned, a lot of the choices that you give in the quiz, if someone hasn't been to the north, if someone doesn't know the culture, there's a lot of inside jokes and wink-winks in some of the answers that sort of an outsider who's not familiar with Inuit culture might not get on the first read.
Yeah, definitely. This was geared towards, there's enough comedy for mainstream, so the comedy that I present is really for my community, and it's from my interactions and experiences in my community. So if you've spent any time up here, you get the jokes. If you're not from here, you may or may not understand some of them. But the one of the purposes of the Mahaha comedy was to bring some comedy entertainment to our community from a perspective of our community.
And we should mention at the end of the quiz, there's four categories that someone could fall into. And again, for most people, if they're not actually living in the Canadian Arctic, they're going to have a bit of difficulty understanding. So could we just quickly go through the sort of core four categories you came up with and what they actually mean?
Yeah, so the most Inuk one would be that was meant to be like a very traditional Inuk, someone who's not too far from coming from the nomadic life that Inuit lived before we were in settlements. And then the next one was, I thought would be one of the more common ones, which is Inuvieri, which is the description of Inuvieri is something that we use to describe people that it can be anywhere, anything from, like I saw a photo today of a woman holding four tusks from a narwhal, and she was dressed in Patagonia, North Face clothes, stuff like that. So you could describe that photo as Inuvieri, or it could be, you could describe someone who's Inuvieri who shows up at a meeting in rubber boots. Just kind of that Inuvieri is a description of someone who still spends a lot of time doing traditional things, but also is living and operating in a more modern settlement world.
And it's not a pejorative word; it's just a descriptive word. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's just kind of a play on the words, very Inuk, Inuvieri.
And what's the third option that you can get on the quiz?
The third one is Inuit. That one is, I think, more common than I expected it to be. But Inuit that's actually a joke that one of our comedians had used on stage describing himself. And I thought it was a good description. So the description of Inuit is that you're either an Inuk who does a lot of white things or you're white who does a lot of Inuk things.
And then the fourth category.
The fourth category is not even. So like, you're not Inuk at all. I can't remember exactly how that description went, but it was, you're not even, you're not Inuk.
I believe that you should try seal meat sometime, it's good, or something like that.
Yeah.
Have you had any reaction from people to this? Have people told you what they thought about this?
Most of the feedback, all the feedback that I saw was positive. People got the entertainment value out of it.
And then just on a personal note, when you were putting this quiz together, when you were seeing sort of what was going on during the ITK period for president, did it speak to you personally? Have you had personal experiences with this issue as well that maybe made you more sort of sensitive or responsive to what was going on?
Oh, it's definitely something that I would say just about every Inuk has experienced, that question of someone else questioning their authenticity as an Inuk. I've experienced that from all sorts of different levels. So it was something that's one good thing that's coming out of this is it's giving people a chance to explore that, because usually that you wouldn't hear too much. Sometimes it's a very passive attack and not so out in the public. So the good thing about all of this is really it's allowed people to bring up the discussions, and I've been asked if I'm actually eunuch or not by a few people in a number of circumstances, and I've actually been told I'm not eunuch in other circumstances by Athrini, so it's, which is not, a lot of people have experienced that.
And is there an anecdote that you would feel comfortable sharing with our listeners, maybe for people that don't understand exactly sort of how that plays out in sort of day-to-day life?
Yeah, I find there's, at least in my experience, there's three main scenarios that might provoke someone to question your identity. The first one is where you grew up. So I spent all my teenage years in the South, and so some people didn't consider me as Inuk as if I spent my teenage years back home in Nunavut. And then the other question, the other thing that people tend to question your identity on is language, as what happened to Natan. And the other one that I've experienced was when I was out hunting, there was certain animals that we were hunting, and someone actually told me in Inuktitut, "Oh, you're white, you can't hunt this." So, which was completely wrong.
And what was the animal?
It was, ironically, it was a big white whale.
And that wasn't a joke.
No, that's not a joke. We were hunting a beluga whale, and I was told I was too white to hunt the white whale.
And do you know what they meant by that, or what was the, what incited that comment?
Oh, it's, I believe it's the fact that we don't hunt that many whales. We have a big population, so those circumstances bring out the worst in people. And I mean, luckily that's, for the number of people that were out hunting, I would say that's a very small minority. It's just that minority, when they speak up to you, it can really affect you. So on that same hunt, I was told by someone else to make sure I'm involved in the hunt because I'm Inuk.
But, sorry, I didn't understand. They told you to make sure that you were involved in the hunt because?
Because I was Inuk. So after the whale was caught, somebody had made sure that I was participating in the butchering and the harvesting because I was Inuk, and he hadn't heard the comment that was said to me previously. So it's happened. It will happen. Continue to happen. But it is a minority group that thinks that way.
It must be confusing, especially I guess for teenagers and children when they hear that.
Yeah, I mean, as an adult, people can question me all they'd like. I've already gone through that teenage, adolescent stage where I was figuring it out for myself. And so with my children, I'll definitely just support them and teach them how to deal with that situation.
Frank Ibushemi, thank you so much for joining us today from Iqaluit to tell us all about it.
Thank you.